Go. Hey guys, it's Tasha, Justine, and Tashina, bringing you all the things you wanted to say but wouldn't, and all the things you were going to say but they say you shouldn't. Welcome to Get Out of My Head.
Happy Monday.
Yes, happy Monday.
The last Monday of November.
Oh, dang.
It really and it's is. One more month.
It's almost over. It's almost
Thank
over.
God. Goodbye, COVID.
So to all our listeners, being that you only have one more month in 2020, go into 2021 not giving time to people who don't deserve it, okay? Time is priceless.
That.
Church.
I'm sure you're hearing another voice on here. We didn't introduce. We have an actual special guest on today's podcast,
yes,
too.
Yes, I love special guests.
Special guest. And it is... Dun, dun, dun. Nah. Crystal!
Hey! Yay!
Yeah. Always good to have another insight on our topics.
Yes, we brought Crystal to you. Crystal, we didn't give an intro for Kiki either, but Crystal, we've been knowing for forever now. Mm-hmm. Was friends with when we were in New York. Convinced her to come down to Atlanta the same way I did Justine.
She blackmailed her.
It's a train because it's the same way I did Tashina.
So, she had that little envelope that Jocelyn had for part of the plan.
Part of the plan.
Okay. I'll see y'all what y'all doing now.
Kiki next, but you know, we're going to keep trying. Well,
we're working on it.
Yes, yes, yes. But we brought Crystal here today. And we want to get into, I think, Crystal, I feel like you are like the good one for these topics. Yeah. we want to start with first. We'll start with Justine's first.
Yes.
So one of our listeners reached out to Justine.
Mm-hmm. In my DMs.
Slid into her DMs.
It's a female, by the way. I got to put that out there.
So not in that way.
Exactly. It ain't going down the DMs.
But she reached out to Justine about like boundaries in a relationship. I'm gonna leave it. I don't know if she meant like boundaries with an ex and like what that should look like now that they're no longer together. But I'm gonna just keep it broad with like boundaries in relationships, period. Whether it's someone that you were like your significant other that you're currently dating from when you're first starting out dating. And I just wanna talk about it all because I'm very good at the boundaries thing. I'm just not.
I be feeling like I'm the exception. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I could do things because it's me, but you can't do that.
What?
You're not allowed to, but I could get away with doing this stuff.
Because you know where to draw the line.
Right, because I know me. Like, so it's like, you know, I have this conversation so many times, like, with just other guys and other men or whatever, and you know, being older and younger, with the whole exes stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, still having conversations with your exes and anybody you've dealt with before, and it's like, you know.
And what about their family and stuff, too?
That's the thing, too, that I was thinking.
It just really, I feel like, you know, it really just depends on your partner, you know what I mean? Because for me personally, like, I know I've been in relationships and still have a full-fledged conversation with somebody I've maybe slept with before or, you know, somebody I had some type of dealings with, maybe even a full-fledged in-love relationship with. And I'm the one that reach out like, hey, what's up? How are you? Want to say hey, you know? Meanwhile, I got a whole man and it's not like he's a bad guy. He's not treating me well. He's a great guy, but that's my friend now. You know what I'm saying? That's my friend still.
But is it your friend?
Mm-hmm.
Like sometimes I don't know.
you gotta give the respect that you want, so you can't just be doing stuff that you don't want the other person to do. You shouldn't be doing stuff that the other person be angry about, because you'd be mad about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Of course, I totally understand the logic. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes, you know, even just being in some relationships, some things bother others that doesn't. You know, something like my man would probably just be like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But meanwhile, I'm like, don't talk to her. Don't talk to her mom. If you see her kid in the store, keep walking. You know what I'm saying?
Cut it all off. But is that something that y'all know in the beginning of the relationship, or that's something you find out in the middle of the relationship while it's happening?
Because
I feel like that's a conversation that should be had at some point before it happens.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm only speaking on things that's happened previously being in relationships, because I'm single. So, and I've been like that for quite some time. And I really don't, I'm just talking about before. Right now, I'm in a space where I can, you know, completely cut off anybody I've dealt with before. Mm-hmm. Because, and my significant other's not going to have to ask me. You're not going to have mm-hmm. to ask me something like that. Yeah. It's just like, I'm just not going to deal with you no more. And just, and if I'm a lot of the time, well, I like to have a conversation about your ex. Mm-hmm. I love that kind of those talks. Like, give me story time. Tell me why you don't fuck with that bitch no more. You know what I'm saying? Tell me what happened between y'all, because generally it's usually like, what are y'all talking for now then? If that's mm-hmm. how y'all ended, what y'all talking for?
Right. And that's usually how it is. Anyway. Ended, I guess, on good terms. I don't know. I guess if you, from my listener, advice, she has to really ask. I don't know who's what in the situation. I don't know if it's her dude that she feels some type of way, or if it's her and he's approaching her.
Did she give you more specifics as to what was going on?
Yeah, because she's saying boundaries during a relationship. She said boundaries in a relationship with an ex, or yes. she said boundaries in a
like,
relationship
what are with an ex. What do boundaries look like to us with contacting an ex or ex contacting you?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? For real, I'm okay with cutting them off. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like my partner has to be okay with cutting them off. Kind of, because it's weird. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm thinking.
It really just
of.
Depends.
It depends. Like, I think of some exes where it's like, it's completely cut off. We don't speak. And that's just the nature of it. Mm-hmm. But when I think of, like, my longest standing relationship, we don't talk. Like, there's never conversations about stuff. But, like, my birthday comes around or a holiday comes around. And he'll reach out to wish me happy birthday or reach out to me and wish me happy holiday. His mom was doing that for, like, years after we ended. Mm-hmm. But it's like, I looked at his mom as, like, my other mom, right? And I don't have that relationship with everybody, but like that relationship, because it was so long, feels mm-hmm. different.
But you have respect for not only yourself but for them. So someone mm-hmm. else, if he's reaching out, and it could be a girl that's thirsty or mm-hmm. his ex that's thirsty that may want him back, like, oh, he's talking to me now, but mm-hmm. he got a shorty now, this is, he's trying to shoot his shot.
I'm sure his ex felt like that too. She
might have felt threatened. Yeah. But you, where you stand as a woman and how you carry yourself, you're not going to allow it to go there, because you have nothing else to him. There's
I don't
no time.
Backpedal.
That's just you. But yeah. some people do. So probably for her, the young lady that's reached out to me, I'm keeping it anonymous, she probably feel like maybe that girl is a threat, mm-hmm. or he could feel like maybe that guy is a threat. Because don't get
if it makes you feel uncomfortable. If it makes you feel uncomfortable as a woman that your man is doing something with, you know, any talking to of the ex and all of that, I feel like you should go with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he should just respect it, because it's like, look. Because I don't know, me personally as a woman, it's like, if my nigga tell me, Tasha, I don't really like when you wear that lipstick, I probably just won't wear the lipstick anymore, just because you don't like it. And that's something small, something simple. Around. If you say, babe, I don't really like when you talk to this man, but you are you my man, you make me happy, we in love, you know what I'm saying, we have that kind of partnership with each other, why do mm-hmm. I care about somebody that couldn't get it right when we were together?
Yeah,
right.
But something as simple as a hello, how you doing? Like, mm-hmm. does it really,
right? Like,
do you really want to know how they're doing?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't really want to know. So what is this small talk for? Why are you still trying to keep in contact with this person? Because I feel like that's what it really is. All right, happy birthday, happy birthday.
And that's it. We don't engage in conversations.
It don't need to be like, oh, so what you been up to? And or I don't give a damn what you've been up to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't move on. You
I think now in 2020, we have social media. Look, you don't need to ask me how I'm doing. All that extra private talk, you don't look on my page, okay? Look on my page. You know what I'm saying? If you block, that means that I don't want that. That just means I don't want to talk to you anymore anyway.
My page is public, but I do block people. And I block people because
you block exes?
Yes. And I block their family members because I don't always know what people's intent is mm-hmm. for me. And so I don't want anything negative that could happen. I'm just going to dead it now. I don't want no parts of that. And I'm going to just move forward.
I don't. I just feel like there's no energy. Like when it's a problem with that too. I don't know if it's a Taurus thing. I'm saying it's Taurus, but I don't know if it's really that. Where like we be allowing, like the loyalty thing is crazy where you allow so much to happen. So when I say I'm done, I'm truly done. There is no going back on anything. So I'm not like, I don't care what the hell you say. Like, I'm not worried about you trying to do so. You're just going to get deaded if that's the case. I don't really care about what other people's got going on, what your intentions are for looking at stuff. But I don't post enough for you to be getting anything.
No, I don't.
I definitely respect.
I don't even like the contact. I don't even want to go through, like, seeing anything from you. I don't care for you. I don't care for
I think that's the blocking piece. Like, I'm not going to follow you, but, like, I don't care that you're looking at me. Like, I don't care.
But you can follow me.
Like, you can do whatever you want to do. There's chicks out there I don't even like. I was just telling Justina Christmas, somebody went and started following me on Instagram. I don't know what the hell for. I ain't following you back. But you want to be nosy and see what I got going on. So be it.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
Nah, I just don't
Yeah, know. I said all that to say, like, I think that, you know, you saying, oh, you know, you want to see how I'm doing or whatever, whatever. You don't have to. Look on my social media. And that's all you need to know. Even if an ex goes on, like, a picture or something and say, you know, happy birthday or whatever, I seen it. I don't even got to like it. I don't even got to say nothing to it. I seen it. You said your happy birthday. And then whatever you want to do from that point forward, like, this bitch don't even want to speak to me. So I'm not, she don't even say thank you. You know what I'm saying? She didn't even like my shit. You know,
it takes a couple of those for niggas to get the hint.
Right. You just, but, you know, I think when it comes to my significant other, I know myself. So it's like, I have to respect him when he says, you know, I don't want you talking to somebody because I'm a backpedaling type of chick. So, and, you know, it's like probably now, I know now I'm not, but I know I have been. So if you talking to your significant other just about things you've done and things you've been through, it's like, bitch, you got a tendency to go fuck with them old niggas. So I don't want them talking to you. You know what I'm saying? I think as far as it goes, as far as boundaries go, this is how I'm going to sum it up for me as far as boundaries in a relationship. A man or a woman, whoever it is that has the issue, you know, express what your issue is. And, you know what I'm saying? Their response will let you know what you need to do. If they feel like, oh, I'm not going to stop talking to this person or I'm not going to respect you, you have to see how much that means to you, whether you still want to continue that or not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I'm out.
I think, but I don't know. When we speak about stuff, I feel like you have to, like, trust yourself or, like, set boundaries for what you will and will not allow with certain stuff.
Yeah,
because even thinking about it, when you're dating someone, there are things they may like or not like you to do that may not be in line with, like, how you're trying to be. Like, I know you was just bringing up the lipstick as an example, but, like, if you telling me you don't like this lipstick, why? Like, is it something about the color? Because sometimes men be like, oh, I don't like when girls do this. I don't like when girls do that. And it's really just, like, their own insecurities and how you stand up and show out. And if you are insecure about how I'm doing something, I'm not going to change what I'm doing because you're insecure. You need to change and fix on whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Those are a lot of things. Like, with those things. Like, yeah, but I mean, like, you know, yeah, that was just definitely a point of, you know what I'm saying, how significant and how, you know, insignificant. That's just with that. As far as what makes me comfortable... And, you know, with you dealing with your ex, if I tell you I don't want any type of, you know, exchange between you guys at all, I mean, if y'all see each other in the street and she says hi to you, I'm not telling you to stick up your middle finger. I'm not saying that. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, you know, you can say hi back or whatever. It's not a big deal. But, you know, it's just like you got to have a man that's on the same vibration as you, that understands and knows you. Because I know me, if I'm with somebody, I'm like, nah, this nigga's gonna matter that shit. Let me not do that. And I want him to have that same type of energy with me. We have to have that kind of communication. But you could just know that you could come home and say, yo, guess who I seen when I was at Walmart? I seen such and such. She said, what's up? And I kept it moving or whatever, you know? But
yeah, but I don't think I've ever dealt with somebody who I had to tell, like, I don't want you doing this because it makes me feel a way, because they already nipped whatever in the bud. Right. And I think one of the things is that, like, I like to say, like, I like to kind of, like, you can't delete your past, but I like to use the phrase delete my past. I don't want my past to be relevant in my future. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you ain't got to tell me not to talk to such and such, because I was already not doing it. Like, you can't move forward if you still living in the past. So you don't want that small little incident of that interaction with that other person to interfere with somebody you dealing with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if that's the case, you need to think about yourself and ask yourself, why are you even still having a conversation with that person?
I think that's the part, though, too. It's like, I wish you would have gave more context with stuff, though, too. Like, did you tell your significant other that you felt some kind of way and they were, like, dismissive of your feelings? Because then, like, that's a whole nother...
Well, maybe after listening to this, they will
reach back out.
reach back out
to Justine and give us some
and
more
let
context.
Us know some input on like if you address them by taking some of our input or how
did
we
answer your question? Right. Did we get to what you were trying to understand?
Yeah, because there's a lot of factors that plays in, like, the whole boundaries things, and even like how somebody would answer you or tell you what they are and aren't going to do in that situation, then you want to be like, well, why?
Yeah, like if you told him, express, oh, I don't like this, I don't like when you talk to your ex, and he proceeded to continue talking to her, then it's like, why? Does whatever you're getting from talking to your ex mean more to you than this relationship? Yeah, like you got to say what's important. Yeah.
It comes with maturity. It definitely does. Mm-hmm. It comes with being mature about a situation. Don't know how old they are, but us speaking from our previous
it past, also matters about like a person just giving a fuck. Like, I mean, if you don't give a damn, don't give a fuck.
Then that answers your question.
You don't care to be with them.
Yeah.
You just don't give a fuck.
That was the answer
to
everything.
I feel like a lot of times you be with somebody that don't give a fuck, but you holding on to something. Mm-hmm. So that could either be or not be the last straw. And I'm only saying it from experience. I was with somebody and I held on, and he done did 1,000 things for me to leave him, and I stayed. And the main reason why I left is because I told him not to contact somebody he was dealing with, and he did. And I was done after that.
Mm-hmm.
I was just done.
It's like the that broke the
absolutely. Yeah, like you done did a whole billion things for me to leave you, and I didn't. And it's one little thing that most people would have been like, I'm bugging. Nah, no. I'm not.
That's just it. Like, it's like, hey, you just get to a point. So, yeah. But boundaries with the ex is definitely very important. And I think if those things, in some relationships, they don't need to be said. It doesn't even need to be said, because both adults mm-hmm. understand that already, and I have already done that. But some people, they still talk to their exes and cool with their exes. So it's like, if that's really a problem for you, I think those boundaries definitely need to be discussed.
The only how I can see how you communicating with an ex and you really can't say boo about it is if that person has mm-hmm. a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to communicate with your ex, unfortunately, because you had a kid right. with them.
I mean, I think the whole different set of boundaries come mm-hmm. into play
with that
and how y'all are like co-parenting mm-hmm. together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then that doesn't become communicating with an ex, that's co-parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not having conversation. Well, you shouldn't be having conversation like outside of that child. About the only thing should be, what time am I picking him up? Are you having him this weekend? Where's my money, nigga?
Yeah.
Job support.
Wow.
We are not like that, okay? We are not like that, okay?
Give me my money. Run me my money.
Sure. I wish I had it in me, but I just don't even want right. to bother.
No, I'm not like that. I wouldn't even do that. Though. Like, I'm too like so self sufficient, yeah, independent. Right. I'll be like, fucking whatever. I'm gonna just do this.
I'm like, these niggas done lucked up.
I had to break up them 95 listeners. I had to be a little joke up in here.
So y'all was getting all deep and serious.
Yeah, we was getting too serious. So we gotta let up.
I mean,
she needed
to know.
Yes, girl.
Give me my
set those boundaries if you think those boundaries need to be set. That's my advice for yes. mm-hmm. the young lady that wrote in.
Oh, wait. Yeah. And don't let nobody convince you that you bugging.
Right. That's when you said that, oh, I'm bugging. I'm like, no.
You're not bugging.
You know what's best for you. I'll also say a piece of advice, because I told y'all that I'm not the best at boundaries. I also need to change that wording and language in a story I'm telling myself. But like, you start off with like setting small boundaries, and then when it comes to setting really large ones, it'll become a lot yeah. easier. Mm-hmm. That's what's worked for me, because I'm still working on it.
She said, don't jump out the window.
Right.
Don't actually, jump out the
like,
window.
If you're like freshly dating, I wouldn't say go over. You don't want to run the man away.
It's not even fresh. If you know that you ain't about to stick to this boundary, because that's the part where like boundary, I say I'm not doing something, mm-hmm. but I'm not ready for that. Like sticking that, drawing that lane in that line in the sand.
Yeah, you have.
And then I go back on what I just said.
He's not gonna believe you,
right?
Forever.
So right. First impression is like, last impression. That's the stuff. That's
yeah.
You gotta say what you mean it, and hold out if you have to. I ain't doing nothing. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to see you. I don't want nothing until you fix whatever the hell.
So basically, Crystal says, strike.
Set those boundaries, girl. Set those boundaries.
Right. All right. So speaking of relationships and exes, I had this conversation, I think, with my sister when she came out here, I don't know, some time ago, a few months ago, about like relationships and past relationships and how, and then I had a conversation with Justine about it too, but we tend to focus on like the negative stuff and like, oh, I ruined my life, I wasted my time with this nigga. But instead of right, instead of thinking about what we wasted or like time that's lost, like we need to start thinking about what you actually gained, like lessons that you've learned, what you gained, the person that you've become because of that past relationship.
You know, so crazy. I never even thought like I ruined my life and I missed out on all the stuff. I'd be like, in my mind, I'd be like, thank you.
You learned a lot of lessons from one person. Yes. Right. So what are some of them lessons?
One of them lessons is like how me learning how to like be a woman within myself. Mm-hmm. Like, so I was so busy taking care of somebody else. I wasn't taking care of myself. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have this picture perfect family. I wanted to have, you know, everything looked good from the outside looking in, but internally I was miserable. Mm-hmm. Like, and I wasn't taking care of myself. I wasn't putting myself first. I didn't have standards. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I was just, you know, whatever, but just like, I basically let the nigga walk all over me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I learned to like be vocal, speak up. Mm-hmm. You know, there is somebody out there who's going to give you exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. All you got to do is just tell them, like, tell them. Mm-hmm. If they don't want to give you what you want, then they're not for you. So I learned a lot. You know what? Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next.
I feel like at that time, I'm like, I needed that. Mm-hmm. I feel like that was kick in my ass. Like, I was so naive. I was young. I was mm-hmm. easy.
Sometimes
God I was easily moldable. Like that.
Yeah. God's going to put you in a situation because he knows exactly what we need. And like me becoming more like in tune with myself, mm-hmm. now that you said that, mm-hmm. and just more leveled, like I meditate in the morning, mm-hmm. I get my mind right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So with me learning these things and moving forward and growing, mm-hmm. I'm learning that God, my book is already written. Mm-hmm. So whatever's supposed to happen,
yeah,
it's going to happen. Whether we see the picket fence or whatever, mm-hmm. whatever the case may be, that may not be your story or that's not the end. Mm-hmm. So I'm just learning that God's gonna put you in those situations just like he's did all of us, because mm-hmm. we've been in some situations where it wasn't the end, but we thought like, oh my God.
But like, I feel like on that note, like what Tashina said, like once I'm done, mm-hmm. I'm done. Now, honestly, I felt like I stuck around so long because I knew that once I was out, there was no turning back, there was nothing.
Absolutely.
Like, and so a lot of women hang on longer than they should. Mm-hmm. You've been checked out probably years ago, but you're just physically there.
Right.
Once you get the courage to actually just walk, leave, oh,
then you good.
Hello.
Right, exactly. That's exactly like how it definitely goes. But like you said, there's similarities to what you said. I wasn't that person. Mm-hmm. I don't think I became that person until I had my daughter. Mm-hmm. I'm not even going to stand in front with y'all because I've always been that person, like, submissive. My mom would say, like, mm-hmm. never had an opinion. Even growing up, mm-hmm. we would go out, me, Mark, and Kayla, we go out, my mom would be like, what you want to eat, Justine? I'd say, it don't matter, whatever they want to eat. Like, I couldn't make a decision or a choice. And then I had Kamora, and I'm like, this is not who I want my daughter to see, what I want her to see. Mm-hmm. So each day I'm getting better and better with that person, and a post that I just recently posted, happiness for me has become a choice. Yeah. Like, I wake up and I choose to be happy.
Yeah.
I don't choose to be in a state of mind where, like, things could be going wrong in my life, because things do happen every day. And people
but
I'm not going to put myself in that situation. So I wake up mm-hmm. every day and I choose to be happy. Yeah. I put a smile on my face because that's what makes me feel good. Mm-hmm. And it's a state of mind for me now also. So yeah, I've learned a lot of things, but I've become vocal, like, how I am now, be like, no.
I'm like a mm-hmm. thousand. The communication is like up there.
Yeah.
Like,
you can say things that you never said before.
I always said, like, when I left that, I was like, I'm never gonna let another person convince me that I'm bugging. Mm-hmm. Cause that was the case. I was always spot on every single time. And he really convinced me that tripping. And so I convinced myself, oh, maybe I'm just bugging. Let me fall back. And mm-hmm. then I realized that you was never bugging. You should have never fell back. Like, mm-hmm. but I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How about you, Tosh?
Quite a few things, actually. Well, what I will say is a big one for me that I, you know, got from being in a relationship with somebody. They actually brought me closer to God, you know. I always
was in church, grew up in church.
Yeah, I grew up in church. So it's not like, mm-hmm. it's not like I don't know about God. I know all about God, but it was just like, feeling uncomfortable praying, you know what I'm saying? And just learning more about the Bible and reading it and learning things from it, that's just something that he can never take away from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. that just brought me closer to God, and it's just got my life where it is right now. Not him, but him, the Father. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I learned that being in a relationship, that's a great thing that came out of one. And just also my independence. And when I say my independence, because Lord knows I want to just chill. You know what I'm saying? And I want to be able to breathe a little bit and let a man at least do half of, you know, take off half of my burden. You know what I'm saying? And I take on half of his. But I became so independent where I don't need a man. But it makes me, you know, be able to bring all of that to another relationship. So it's like, you know, you don't have to you don't always have to worry about, you know, the bills. Yeah. The bills are always going to be taken care of, because guess what? If you can't do it, something happens, you know, I got it. You know what I'm saying? I think me being so independent in other relationships has taught me how to be a great partner. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. What else? I would say too, opening up my mouth and saying something. You know, a lot of the times, like for me, growing, anybody that knows me knows, if it's a bitch I don't like, if it's a nigga I don't like, I will hurt your feelings in a second. I'll be ready to go word for you, blow for blow, whatever it is. If I don't like you, I got a million words for you if you do something that I don't like. You feel me? But like, if I love you, if I care about you, and this goes for my friends and, you know, my family and relationships, I'll just be like, damn, me, I don't want to say nothing. You know, I will be twisted up into a whole entire ball, completely uncomfortable, and will not say anything. But I think just being in, you know, these relationships where it's like, even when a nigga would do some shit, like, this girl told me that you try to talk to her, you know what I'm saying? She showed me text messages, and she showed me this, and she showed me that, and a nigga could convince me, like, what are you talking about? No. You know, and
that you ain't see what the hell you
and saw. Then I'm just like, and then it's like a nigga will flip on me and make me be like, wait, why is he acting like this? And I was like, it has to be a lie. Like, you know what I'm saying? As opposed to like being, and even when something don't sit right with me, I still wouldn't say nothing, you know? And it's like, now a nigga don't make no sense. Make it make sense, or we got a problem. It don't make sense. Make it make sense, or we got a problem. Like, you know what I'm saying? And standing in my ground. That came, you know, from just previous relationships in it. And I being that I've done so much for niggas who didn't deserve it, it's just like got me excited and just so ready to like treat a man just good. You know, just, you know, ready to treat a man good, because I know I could be a dope ass, you know, girlfriend into a wife, you know what I'm saying? So all of that came from relationships. I got the bad stuff is just the bad shit. It's just experiences.
Right.
It is what it is. Made me have tough skin, and just something I could say. It's just like, y'all niggas is crazy. Let me tell you why y'all niggas is crazy. Cause this nigga did this, and we just got war stories to exchange amongst each other. And it's jokes now at this point. But the good things that I took is just like little gold coins, you know, that I can take with me forever.
That's true. I feel bad.
What about you, Sheena? What you learned?
I think I've learned so much. I'm trying to think about like what the biggest thing is, though, too. Like, one is like trusting in myself. No one knows the answers. No one knows what's best for me but myself.
Absolutely.
And like, even hearing it saying like God's making you feel like you bugging, right? When you truly trust in yourself, your God's friends, whoever is, no one can make you feel like you bugging because you know. I think the other part is, too, I have heard different things about how I'm showing up in relationships from different guys. And I'm like, I don't know if that's something. I think it's something I can say I learned. Like, men set the tone, right? Where complaining about girls doing this or girls doing that, it's all a reflection of, like, how you were showing up as a man.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard people tell me, like, oh, your attitude stinks. Or, like, you so argumentative. And then I'm like, no, I'm in our relationships with others. Or, like, dating other guys where, like, I never have an attitude. I never want to argue. So it's something about you that just doesn't sit right with me. So, like, paying attention to that, too, and, like, focusing on that. And I think I took it, like, even a step further in that there's a lesson with, like, every single interaction you have with people. Every person that comes across your, like, your path, there's something that you were meant to take away and learn from that. So I'll say that. I think also, too, was, like, how strong and independent I am. Like, I was in a really, really, really bad relationship. And I think he wanted me to feel like I wasn't good enough for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, you were not beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Or you were this or that. Like, mm-hmm. And it took me being strong to realize that, like, Nick, you saying this because you're just insecure. That if I feel this way about myself, if I know that I'm a catch and truly living into this, then your ass is grass. Right. So you want me to feel that way.
Yeah, I told a nigga I was a catch and he had a heart attack. I can't believe you said that's not what you want in a million years. You would say that to me. Nigga,
I didn't say your mom was a crackhead, nigga. All I said,
I'll say, he acted like I called him a name.
Because your man likes that. Mm-hmm. Like, when other men gravitate to you, it's like, yeah, that's my bitch. Like,
I tell my man every chance I get, I'm a catch. And he let me know that he know.
Hello? Because I've been out with, I've had two different experiences. I've been out with one dude that I was kicking it with, and somebody did that, he wanted to be Rachel for me. And then I had another guy who was just like, oh, yeah, that's my girl. Like, she's dope. Go ahead. Like, you could look, because I know my girl's beautiful, but she belongs to me, and he's confident who he is. Mm-hmm. So it's not going to, like, bring, he's never going to bring you down.
I definitely learned my worst and just
your worst.
Because, you know, and it's just, I don't know what it was about me attracting those kind of men who, mm-hmm. you know, are manipulative and are mean like that, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. to make me feel like, damn, I'm not pretty, like, damn, these niggas mm-hmm. out here don't want me, like, these niggas only want this and the niggas only want that from me and that's all I'm gonna mm-hmm. get and he's because the best that's all they're gonna and be. That's and yeah, you know what I'm saying, and it's just like, damn. And it's, you know, when I be,
if he doesn't see growth within himself,
when I call myself a queen, when I say, yeah, you know, being your own kind of beautiful, all those things, exactly. It just means so much because a nigga just had me in a place making me feel like, mm-hmm. you know, I ain't shit, mm-hmm. you know, and then it's just like, hold up, bitch. Take a look in the mirror real fast.
Bullshit.
Okay.
The fuck?
Look in the mirror. They know and you know, and I learned my own flex and how I am and mm-hmm. what type of bitch I really am and what type mm-hmm. of woman I am. And it's just like, nigga, you can't tell me shit. If I'm sitting here by myself, it's just because I keep shooing all you motherfuckers away because ain't nobody mm-hmm. telling me nothing I want to hear.
They will, man. I'm just telling you, they do be doing work. This is why it's like now when I guess that's another thing. When I be dating people now and it's something right off the bat that, not right off the bat you don't like, but something you say about me that feels like it's something that can have me develop a complex, I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even care about you enough to have you have me questioning myself or thinking of myself in a negative light. Like, who are you? If you are not throwing, like, positivity into me, I ain't got time for
at all.
Yeah, right. I had to explain it to somebody because they was like, oh, you don't know how to take constructive criticism. Like, it's only constructive if you give me positive
mm-hmm.
so I can take and listen to the construction. But if you just mm-hmm. knocking me down and knocking me down, mm-hmm. no, I don't want to listen to that.
Yeah, you got
to
build somebody
yeah,
up.
Yeah, you ain't for me.
Or you helping that person or whatever but it yeah. is. Like, to
you
be
don't
better.
Know what somebody's insecurities are, and you don't know what mm-hmm. you could put into that person negatively mm-hmm. and have them looking at themselves.
The effect that
but
it
yeah,
has.
You don't know that. You don't know their past. You don't know what your how much your words could hurt.
Like mm-hmm. words cut deep,
and you don't know how powerful your words can make somebody feel, mm-hmm. like in a good way,
right?
Like a compliment goes a long way.
Absolutely,
you don't know if this girl was just today was her last straw, and you was like, "Good morning, beautiful," and that just made her whole day. Mm-hmm. Like niggas don't know how to use their words.
Yeah,
like they use their words. They use their words, but they don't use them for good. Mm-hmm. Or they use their words and they use it for good for shit they want.
Mm-hmm.
So you in a whole relationship. Ain't calling your girlfriend beautiful, ain't telling her she look good, ain't telling her how bad she is, but you under all
got,
these bitches,
right, you gotta pour like, you into your woman.
Like, and scrolling telling how down, bad yeah. they are, how beautiful they that's, look, and I'm just like, well, what the fuck mm-hmm. am I, chopped liver?
That's stuff. Now that's right there. That's disrespect.
No, but that's true. What I will say too, I don't know what y'all do, but I know I could find myself. I found this in myself that I've changed now dealing with a man. I would never compliment the nigga. Most thing you're gonna get out of me is that you smell good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would never really be looking at my nigga, but like, you fine. Like, you look good. You handsome.
Is that you saying before you used to be that way?
Before I would never. I would never compliment. So I feel like even as women, not just maybe not y'all in the room, but listeners, we have to pour into our men too. We have to tell them that they look good. You gotta tell them. You know what I'm saying? And it's just, and it's
especially after they get that haircut.
After they get that haircut,
like, hello.
Oh, because you thought you was going out tonight.
That nigga going to fix some shit. He got on some sweatpants and a wife beater. He ain't even got a haircut. It's just like, damn, my nigga's fine as fuck. He don't even got a cut. He just chilling with the sweatpants on, and I just want to rip everything off of you. Like, you know, we
and also, I feel like women, I feel like I hear more women talk about this than men, but like, you got to learn your person's love language.
Yeah.
Like, you, what you might expect, what you might want, people might not know what you want because they're giving you what they perceive as love or perceive as attention,
right,
and shit like that. And I feel like that's a very important conversation to have when you dealing with somebody. And it doesn't, it's called love language, but it doesn't have to be love. You learn that shit when you dating. Because how can you even get to the next step if you don't know how to like shower me with what I need,
right?
Like
to make pour me into feel me. Yes, I'm gonna pour into myself, but we have to pour into each other to be evenly yoked. You know what I'm saying? Evenly yoked up in here, okay? You know what I'm saying?
Issues. I'm just saying. Issues. I don't know. What's out of? Is something somebody feel like you didn't address or want to get off before we sign off for today? Some thought that's been lingering.
I think that kind of...
You know, I just really don't even like how...
I'm going to put... This is not like... I don't feel like it goes in completely. Well, maybe. I feel like Crystal brought this up, but I saw something pop up for me. I use apps where I have like affirmations and stuff though too. And it said something... It said, honor your me time the same way you honor time with your significant other. You deserve attention from yourself too.
Yes. I am... a number one promoter of me time. You, if you go to my house, everybody in there know like Chrissy needs her me time. And I feel like even my spouse had to like realize like my me time doesn't mean I don't want to be with you. It just means I have to look out for me right now.
I had to pour into myself before.
Because, you know, I feel like I have been in a dark space before. And I sometimes I do feel myself not getting exactly there.
But yeah.
Like, I don't feel like my normal self, and even if it's as simple as me being in my room alone watching TV,
all time, girl.
Like I just need to be alone because I feel like if I'm not alone, I'm gonna be nitpicking, I'm gonna be bitchy, I'm gonna be this, and I'm gonna be thrashing out all this stuff onto you, and it has nothing to do with
and
you.
And I need to be great
now.
To
we in some shit that we don't even need to be in because all I need was 15 minutes to my stuff.
Right.
I also took out like coloring, like. The kids came home and I was coloring and they was like, what are you doing?
Yep.
And I was like, I realized that coloring for me is very therapeutic. It's like,
I got my 196 Crayola crayons. I got markers.
I got color crayons, pencils. Markers, all that. That one's in the
school.
Mine is supposed to be, but I'm going to do it. Not
I mean, like, I don't find myself having enough downtime to do that for real. But like, for me, the me time, it's I totally agree with that. Like,
I think you know, that's just, the part though, Tasha. Is like you have to like if you don't have time for yourself.
Yeah,
like
I totally agree with that. Like even for me, my little me time is when I come home from work. I come in the house, do not do nothing. I turn on my TV and I just smoke and just be by myself. I don't look at my phone, no nothing. I just be. Chilling, just relaxing. I don't even want to answer no text messages. I don't want
to.
I just
is just pulling up to the crib and sitting in the car.
Yeah,
you know. She gonna call me like, "What are you doing? Sit in the car. You sit in the car like, cause
you need a minute.
Soon as I get in the house, it's on go.
Yeah, you mommy.
You know, I don't want to. I want to be crystal in this moment. I just want to fucking sit in my phone and fucking window shop because I ain't buying shit.
Right,
and just like. When I feel, and it's like a feeling when I'm ready to get out the car. Like, all right, I'm ready.
Yeah, for me, when you come home and pull up and be stuck in that car, that shit happens to me all the time.
No, yeah, that's very important to pour into yourself. I've learned that too.
Especially during this pandemic, you have
to. Because I've always been like, mommy, mommy, mommy. And I'm mommy, mommy, mommy. So now it's like, okay, I need a little bit of balance and be comfortable with, like, it's okay to not feel guilty that you're doing something without my daughter.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, dang, I'm doing this. What did I do for her?
Because, I had to realize, like, I was Crystal before I was anybody, before I was a mother, before I was a girlfriend, before I was anything else. I was Crystal. So I have to still be Crystal. Mm-hmm. I can't be what you need me to be if I'm not what I need me to be for me.
Yeah, that's very true.
Well, mm-hmm. I learned a lot from you girls tonight. Thank you.
I'm going to write it down my little notepad.
Pour into yourself. Pour into your nigga. And set the boundaries with them exes.
Right.
Set boundaries, period. I know I have men just popping up at my house. I'm bad at boundaries.
You cannot just show up here. Excuse me.
I know. Set boundaries and mean them.
Yeah.
All right, don't judge me.
Then there's that.
Well, this is not why. Really a boundary. It's kind of like a bench.
Yeah. I'll be trying. I'll be attempting. That's why I said do small ones first.
Lessons, you know?
I learned small ones and they work.
That works.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's it for this week. Tune in next week because you never know what you might hear.
Also, y'all, though, too, for y'all listening on different platforms, I appreciate you all for listening. But don't be afraid to leave a review.
Please.
Rate the podcast.
Yeah, share please, it. Please, please.
Slide in a couple of DMs, you know?
It's, right. It takes nothing at all for you to.
And as you can see, we don't. Say your name. I left that young lady anonymous.
Or unless you want your name to be
right,
said,
if you want
to do that,
yeah, just let us know how you want us to approach it. She did indicate to me if I could. Don't. So I was like, okay, I got you.
Noted.
I don't want to mess up your relationship.
Right, we're not trying to break up no happy homes. We're trying to have more black love.
Trying to call happy homes.
Hello,
black, you feel me? Yes, black love. All right, y'all.
All right, y'all. See y'all later.